Washington voters used to cast their ballots in presidential primaries in late May, but in many past campaigns, the parties had essentially already determined their nominees, and so Washington's primary had little value. Secretary of State Kim Wyman and others pushed for an earlier contest, and last year the legislature agreed to it. Given the wild Democratic race, what does Wyman think about the early primary now?
What's the old adage, be careful what you wish for because you might get it?
Joking aside, Wyman says this is the type of scenario she was envisioning.
And I think that we're going to get some national coverage, certainly on election night. And I think we're going to see candidates, the two remaining candidates, come and campaign here.
Ballots have been in the hands of voters for a couple of weeks. Wyman says it's hard to say how many people who voted early wish they could have their ballots back.
We have certainly had a few calls from voters who said, oh, shoot, I voted and my candidate just dropped out. Can I have a new ballot? No, you can't. Once you put your ballot in a drop box or the mailbox, you have voted and there's no way to give you a second chance on that.
She says one complaint from voters is that if they want their vote to be counted, they have to check a box, designating themselves as either Democrat or Republican, at least for this election. She's not wild about that either. She's a Republican, but didn't check the party affiliation box, nullifying her own vote.
I believe that we should have a third option. We could have an unaffiliated choice where voters could not declare a party and vote for either whatever candidate they wanted. The counties in the state would report those results alongside the Democrat and Republican returns. And we did that in 1996 as well as 2000. Voters love it.
She wishes the legislature would allow the state to return to that. Wyman expects more than 1 million Washingtonians will cast ballots in this primary. She considers that a pretty good turnout. And she encourages voters to get their ballots in ASAP, just in case events related to the coronavirus lead to interruptions in the voting process. You must return your ballot to a drop box by Tuesday at 8 p.m. or have a Tuesday or earlier postmark if you're mailing it. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.